Blog Talk Radio.
This is Word Sexy Radio, and I'm your host, Red Snapper, and we're bringing it to you today the way we always do it on Grown Folks Radio. And we're going to have a special guest today who's coming in to speak with us about all their new stuff and all the books that they have out, and that's Miss Brittany Williams, and we're going to be getting with her in a few minutes. But before we do that, I want to kind of give you a little bit of admin of what's going on in the world of Red Snapper. As you know, I just dropped a new novel called Seductive Company, which is out right now, and I don't know if you've seen any of the videos that are floating around out there, but we have Sexy India. She's a co-author as well as a former porn star who has done some photos and some pictures to kind of help the book go along. So if you get a chance to check that out, Seductive Company is out there right now and all wherever books are sold, you can get that. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead on and get into our interview, and I'm going to see if my guest is here. And Miss Brittany, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you today?
I'm fine. And yourself?
I am doing fabulous now that I'm talking to you.
Good.
Well, we want to say thank you for accepting our invitation to come on Word Sexy Radio. And what we like to do right now is just kind of give you a chance to kind of get people, I know people know who you are, but still kind of give them a little background of who you are and how you got into the game.
Okay, well, as you said, I'm Brittany Williams. I'm the author of a bunch of books. I wrote Daddy's Little Girl, Sugar Walls, Black Diamond 1 and 2. I've been in a few anthologies, Flexin' and Sexin', Fantasy, The Cat House, and I have a new novel coming out this year, which is called Cover Girl. Besides that, I am a playwright. I directed my first play for Black Diamond earlier last year, and I'm working on so much more. I'm just writing like crazy right now. Working on a erotic short series and more plays, and just so much stuff is going on.
Well, you know, we like that. We like when you have all your erotic mind going free like that. So, you know, we kind of get into that stuff. As you know, I write myself, and I have a few novels out. You know, I just was interested in you. First of all, what really got my interest in you was those sexy photos that you have on your Facebook. Can you explain that?
Photos I love. I've always been told that I was pretty photogenic, and I just like taking pictures. And over the years, I've just been able to shoot with a lot of different photographers. I've had the opportunity to work with a few in Philly, in D.C., in New Jersey. It's just something that I love to do. It's something that I would like to do professionally. It's just that right now I don't have that much time to do it. So right now the modeling is just pretty much a hobby, just something that I like to do in my spare time.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with that. And you are beautiful. But let's get into your erotic mind right now. Now, how do you come up with all these fabulous stories? And, you know, everybody always asks the question, how much is you and how much isn't? So you can go ahead and kind of give us an explanation right now.
You know, with me, with writing anything, it's a combination, you know, both. It's a combination of imagination, things that I've done, things that I've heard, you know, and things that I've seen. So it's all a combination, but nothing that I write is exactly what I've done or what I've been through. So I take a little piece of something and just make it, you know, 100 times bigger, you know, than it is.
Right, yeah. And you know, everybody says that. Even I say that when I write. When I do book signings, they ask me about that. So are we lying or what? I mean.
Now, you know, I think that you have to be. I think if you talked about exactly what you did blow by blow, it would kind of be boring. So I think you have to take that. I mean, sex is sex, pretty much. And I think that what I always say is how I come up with sex scene after sex scene after sex scene and not make it the same, you know, that comes with your imagination and your writing skill, because sex is sex. So you have to do something different with it to make people, you know, interested in it.
That's right. And I think that a lot of it could be some things that you might want to do as well. Or, you know, like you said, it doesn't necessarily have to be things that you've done. A lot of people think that because you write this stuff, that's all you think about. But I guess, I don't know, because maybe I do think about that all the time. But anyway, that's just me. But like I said, I write erotica, and I know you do it well. So, I mean, like you said, sex is sex, so you just have to come up with different ways to make it different. And I think the situations that the characters are in is what dictates how the sex is going to be, you know. So tell us about your books. You have plenty of books, so you can start out with whichever one you want us to know about first, and then we'll get into your play and all of that. But I see that you have some new stuff coming in. You told us that, so kind of tell us.
Well, I'll start with my next novel. My next novel is called Cover Girl. It's my baby. I took a lot of situations that's based on a cousin of mine, and I made it this huge story. And it, you know, I think a lot of people from the outside looking in, you know, it's a model that kind of her life gets out of control and it goes bad. I think people, you know, will think, okay, like we've heard that before, but a lot of things that happen in that book is so detailed, and some things are true. You know, some things I was told right from her mouth, from being in the crack house, from being here, and everything else. So I think that, you know, those that read it will see, you know, the detail that was put, you know, into the story. So I'm really excited about that. Again, that's CoverGirl. It'll be out in October of this year. But before that, I decided to do an erotic short series just to lead up to the book. My last book came out in April of last year. So I think it's been a while, you know, since my readers have had anything. They'll pop up and say, what's going on? Anything new? And I still think that October is so far away. So I just decided to throw these erotic shorts out once a month, you know, just lead up to the release of CoverGirl, just because it's been so long since I've had a book out. And the first one of that series is called Fever. And Fever will be released on Monday, which is April the 11th. It'll be on Kindle and e-book via my website. So,
okay. I saw that cover. And, you know, I think that that's good. So, you know, you definitely have to keep your mind moving. And like you said, give your fan base something to build up to what you're trying to get to. So this will keep them hot and keep them playing with themselves or whatever they're going to do until they get to the CoverGirl book. Because, you know, you got to keep them hot and you got to keep them going. Now, this is Grown Folks Radio, so we can say whatever we want on here. So, I mean, if you feel like you got to cuss to get your point across, you can do that or whatever you want to do. This is Word Sex Radio. And let me take this time right now for those that are listening. If you have any questions, the number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sex Radio, and we have Miss Brittany Williams, who is a phenomenal author, and she is a sexy author who writes about erotica. So now, Fever, you're talking about Fever. Now tell us, what kind of inspired you on that? I mean, I know you said you got some of the stories from your cousin. Now, are these shorts like stuff that you got from her to kind of lead up to the story, or are these just different little stories that to get you hot and ready to go?
Yeah, basically just to get you hot and ready to go. They, you know, they don't have anything to do with the novel at all. It's a lot of, you know, most of my main characters are females, which is primarily with all my books. But, you know, I took sexy situations, you know, situations that can kind of get out of control. So a fever is a fever. It's not like a fever, like I'm sick, you know, it's a fever. Like I'm about to do something that is going to take, you know, put my life just totally out of control where I can't even get it back. It's for this sex of, you know, with this person.
Right.
So interesting. So,
you know, that is interesting because, like I said, I look at you, I see your pictures, I see how sexy you are and everything, and then you write all this sexual good stuff. So, I mean, your experience base has to be, you know, very high because you being as sexy as you are, I mean, I'm sure you have men hollering. Are you married?
I'm not single, but I'm not married.
Okay, so your man is probably trying to keep you from all these guys chasing after you then, I'm sure.
Well, you know, he's pretty confident. He doesn't say too much, you know, but with the pictures, like, he says, you know, they're nice, and that's about it. Like, he looks at everything I do as a job and not as
Well, that's good that he supports you, though, because, you know, a lot of people don't. A lot of people can't handle their mate or someone that they're with having groupies and writing this type of stuff. And, you know, it just, you know, they just can't handle it. So I've been in a situation like that where, and I'm not married either. I've been in a situation where I had someone that I was with and they just couldn't take it. So
yeah.
I guess they thought that either I wanted to do it or I've done it or, or you know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's what it is, so.
Yeah,
and I
can definitely get out of control. So.
Well, I mean, if you let it, but I mean, how much out of control you get? I mean, yours is. I think you keep yours very. I ain't gonna say tamed, but you keep it in a manner that is not overdone. So, and I'm probably overdone because Red Snapper is that way. But
well, you know what? It's actually I have a lot of photos that aren't seen. What I kind of do is I try to keep the author, Brittany Williams, separate from that to some aspect. I put some pictures on Facebook and places where I know a lot of my author, you know, that following will go. I'll put stuff, but not the ones that's more risque. those, that's the risque ones, I keep those for the modeling. So, you know, the model, the agents, the photographers, and you know, other models can view those, but I keep those separate from.
See, now you know what you just done now. You just messed me up because now what am I wanting to do? I am now wanting to see those pictures, and you have fucked me up with that. That's not good. So now my imagination is going to be taking me all over the place. And well, see, you already doing that with your books, and now you got me going with, what does she look like other than those pictures that I've seen on her Facebook?
Yeah, I try to, you know, I was once told, you know what, like, honestly, I was once told by someone that worked with me previously, when I first came out. Like I said, I've always taken pictures, and I've taken those type of pictures for years before my book even came out. But, you know, I was told back then, like, you know, you shouldn't take those kind of pictures because, you know, of the book. And I'm like, well, that's what I like to do. I was doing it before the book, and I'm going to keep on doing it. I can't see somebody having a problem with me with a picture with a bikini on and can read my book. It's not like I'm writing Christian fiction. You know, like, I can't see why the pictures would be such a big deal. I mean, look at what I write.
I don't see why they would either. Yeah, I mean, I don't see why it's a problem either. Actually, it compliments what you do and that you're confident enough and beautiful enough to even have photos of yourself to show your beauty. I have no problem with that. And as far as Christian fiction goes, and I'm not dogging those who write it or read it, but Christian fiction to me is still sex. It's just a preacher and a woman that's in the church or something.
Absolutely.
That's the only difference. It's still the
Absolutely.
Same thing that what we write.
Absolutely.
So there's no difference. You're just using Reverend Cucumber and Sister Grape for somebody, you know what I'm saying? It's the same thing. So, but, yeah, as far as the pictures, I don't see what the problem is. If more authors were confident enough to do that, I mean, I even see Mary B. Morrison. She takes photos of herself in different, you know, fashions. So I don't see anything. I don't see how that would stop your book sales. I don't see how that would deter. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if I had a body, I'd be out there trying to, you know, show some abs or something. I ain't got it yet, but I'm working my way toward it. But, you know, I mean, you just have to, you know, if you like what you do and this is what you do, and like you said, your mate is comfortable with you and they're not, you know, they're supporting you and they're not going against what you're doing, then I don't see any problem with that. I mean, I don't know if your publishing company has a problem with it or anything, but, you know, I don't see how that could be an issue.
You know,
if nothing else, it might sell more, you know.
Yeah, and I've never, you know, gotten any feedback from them saying, you know, those pictures, you need to take them down. Actually, like, the president of Urban Books is on my friend list, as well as others, you know, that work for him. So they're there, and I've never heard them say these pictures are a problem. Again, like, with the content of my novels, I can't see that being a problem.
Right, Urban Books. And is that Carl Weber?
Yes, that's Carl Weber.
Yeah, that's my frat brother. Okay.
Yeah,
not a problem. Well, you know, you need to keep on because you're fine, so I wouldn't worry about it. So if you want to take the pictures, you know, do it while you can. There's a lot of people that wish they could.
I'm getting kind of old. I'm not 20 no more. That's so, you know, as long as it's not dropping to the floor, I'm going to keep on taking these pictures.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll just have to keep imagining what they look like. And I'll just have to take what you got because the ones you have, I mean, I ain't going to lie, I downloaded a couple of them. Anyway, I have them. So, you know, I stole them. But I told you, so now you know it's not illegal. So now, but yeah, I mean, I know you want to talk more about your books. We've been talking about you as a woman, which is great.
Okay.
But let's talk a little bit about some of your other books that you have out. And you can kind of give a little, as much as you want on them. And, you know, and then we'll get into a little bit of how people can get you to come and do book signing or however way you want that done. So,
well, you know, my first novel, again, Daddy's Little Girl, which is actually like one of my bestsellers to date. That was released back in 2007. And it's still out. You know, they re-released it in a mass market edition, so it's still available. But
wow.
Daddy's Little Girl, people love that book. It was a young girl and, you know, a father that was a you know, they gave her everything she wanted, had a lot of money, shower her with everything. And because of that, she wanted a man that was just like him, you know. And unfortunately,
right,
the man that she got, which was his partner, only got with her to basically get rid of his father and take everything he had. So her life just kind of, it didn't turn out anywhere near how she wanted it. She lost a lot of loved ones and ended up in jail, all because of, you know, this figure that she wanted in her life. So it's definitely a cautionary tale for the young females out here. It
sounds like a screenplay to me.
Yeah, it did pretty well, and I'm actually thinking of doing, you know, a lot more with it. But that was pretty much like one of my top sellers to date. The second top seller was Black Diamond, which was my third book. And Black Diamond is about another young female who had a lot of tumultuous relationships. She was adopted. Her adoptive mother ended up turning into an alcoholic. She was kind of disowned from their family. She dealt with a lot of the bad boys, and she goes to jail for something that she did for him. And when she comes out, she has a new attitude and a new plan, and that plan is to meet this guy who's like the richest hustler that she knows. She meets him, she marries him, and she kills him, you know, to take everything that he has. And, you know, so some other people get caught in the crossfire, you know, a best friend and, you know, a lot of other things. But Black Diamond was another bestseller. And Black Diamond, I wrote part two, and I'm actually right now writing part three.
And this is the one that has became a play.
A stage play, yep. And I'm writing part three because Carl Weber actually was. I should write part three. So I'm working on that now, and I think that the fans will be pretty surprised with the things I do in that.
How's the play doing? I mean, will it be able to come across the nation, or is it just in limited places, or how is that working for you?
Well, actually, the play did very well. We only did two shows, but we had over 700 people come out to the show. It was in one day. It did pretty well. A promoter looked at it. We were actually going to take it on tour earlier this year, but the time just wasn't working out with trying to cast and do all of that to take it on tour. I just wasn't comfortable trying to get it out on the road in 2 months. We're actually looking to try to work on that for the fall of this year. I rewrote the script, you know, I did it, and I saw some things that, to me, you know, I thought were missing, and I rewrote the script, so it's a new script. For those that did see the play, it will be a new script, and, you know, we're working on that, like I said, to do that later in the year. But in addition to that, I'm also working on a script for my second book, which was called Sugar Walls, crazy title, but that's what I'm working on now.
But you know, that's not a crazy title because you know what Sugar Walls is, right?
Yeah, you do. I know a lot of people do. I was actually going to change the title of the play.
No, don't change the title.
It's too much. Like,
it ain't. But, no, it's not.
but you know what? The woman, business friend of mine, Vanessa Lynn, she's in Detroit. She does a lot of plays with, you know, celebrities and everything, but doing plays forever. She actually edits my scripts for me, and she said she thought on it for a while, and she goes to church and all of that. She thought on it for a while, and she said, you know, you can't change the name. She said, it's a book. It was a brand. Like, you can't change it. Just leave it like it is. So basically, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I mean, Sugar Walls is good. I mean, even though there's some porn out there called that, still it doesn't mean, you know, I mean, it's just what it is, you know. But I mean, and it's okay. I mean, it sounds good to me. It has a great catch, and everybody who knows what Sugar Walls are, they'll be trying to find out when they go see your play. So, you know, and it might even inspire them to go get the book, because, you know, that's what we have to do. So,
yeah, and actually, you know, people definitely, like, when they came to Black Diamond, I mean, Black Diamond 2, like, that made the sales, you know, go crazy because they, you know, I left off that play just like I did that book. So it left you hanging where you
right.
didn't want to leave that place without buying that book, that part 2.
Right.
You know, it works.
Well, yeah, you're very busy and very talented, so that's good. That is really good. So how do you do a lot of book signings? Do you get around the country and do a few get out to these like literary conferences and stuff like that?
Yeah, you know, last year I didn't really do as much, but this year I am going to try to do a lot more. I want to even tour to, you know, book club events and things like that. I've never really done that as much, though a lot of them had, you know, emailed me and, you know, we're reading your book. And so I'm going to make it my business with my next tour to do book clubs and, you know, the little small stores. You know, I want to do them just as well as every
right.
else. I'm also working on doing some touring to, like, some military bases. I'm working with a promoter to try to do that as well.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, the military is definitely would definitely support you because they buy those kind of books all the time, and you know, especially those that are you know, on bases overseas as well. But a lot of the bases that are in the States, you know, they have these books in the stores, what they call the PX or BX or whatever you want to call it, base exchange, post exchange. They have those, and they have everybody in there. So, I mean, you know, if you can get that deal, that's definitely a great exposure for you. I mean, not that you don't have it already, but that will definitely, you know, help you out, and you'll have a big base because a lot of those women, that's what they like. You know, they go in there and they get those books out the PX, and they don't have to pay taxes on them. They can get the book, and they'll just be, you know, happy.
So
that's what you want to do. Because Carl got a lot of his stuff in there, and I've seen a few other authors that have their books in there as well. So you definitely want to do that. So that's good.
Yeah.
So you got all these things going on. That's something else. I like that. And you got to stay busy, so, you know, because that's what it's all about, trying to keep yourself going. So how long have you been writing? Has it been since 2007 or has it been before then?
No,
I started
writing back in when I was about 12. You know, I started
right.
writing, and I used to write these little real, real short stories. They were like 10 pages, you know, but I would write these little stories, and I wrote them in play, like a play format, and I would just pass them around to my friends and hide them from my mom because they had cursing in it and stuff, you know. When
But
I, you know, I did that, and but, you know, my first book wasn't published until 2007, but yeah, I started writing back, and I guess that would be I graduated in 90. I had to be about like 92, 93 when I first started writing.
Okay. And that's when you knew that you wanted to publish, or when did you figure out that you wanted to publish?
No, I never really knew that that's what I wanted to do. Like, back then, writing was pretty much a hobby for me. I never saw it as a profession. And when I sent my novel to, at the time, I was, you know, my first book was published with Q Burrow Books, who, you know,
right.
purchased. But when I sent it to Q Burrow, I had no idea that they were going to call me. And they, not only that they called me, but I sent it a day before Thanksgiving, and that Monday they called me and asked for the whole book. So, you know, it was just like, I'm looking at the number, you know, I couldn't believe that they were even calling me and that fast at that. And from November to January, I had a contract in January, and it kind of went from there. So it was a hobby, but, you know, as long as they're going to pay me for them, I'm going to keep on writing them, period. So
no, that's right.
It's something that I love to do, but as long as I'm, you know, as long as they want them, I'm going to keep giving it to them.
Okay, so how many novels do you have out now, total?
I have 4 novels and 3 collaborations.
Okay.
My 5th novel will be out this year.
Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, and it's good that you could do something like this, and it's not really, like you said, it was just something that you love doing anyway, and that's what it's all got to be about anyway when you write. You know, I think that writing it's got to be something that you like to do. It can't be just something that you just, you know, if you're looking at just the money part of it, because it's not a get-rich-quick thing. You definitely got to like it, and, you know, you got to do things to get there. And a lot of people always, I'm sure they come up to you and ask you, they might tell you that they want to write a book, and then the first thing you ask them is, what are you writing about? And, of course, it's always about their life and all this stuff. So, you know, it's just, you know, not that their life is not interesting, but, you know, always ask, well, what is it that in your life that's going to make people want to read the book?
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
So. So, you know, yeah. But.
And,
okay,
you know what,
so,
I don't think that people know, realize that how hard, like, writing is. So I can't imagine that if you didn't love it, that you would be able to successfully do it. Because it's days where I'm, you know, exhausted and I'm like, man, I don't feel like finishing this book. But, you know, that is what I like to do and that's what I need to do. So
right.
I do it. But I'm quite sure if I didn't enjoy it, it would never get done. So I think
right.
that you have to get it.
Yeah, I believe that. And you're right. You definitely got to you got to love it. I mean, because like you said, it is hard. It's not as easy as everybody think it is to do this. And you just have to, you got to want to do it. And like I said, you can't be looking at the money. You just got to, because it's got to be a passion in you that just wants to do it. So, and I think that's important. So I know I write because I like writing. I mean, I write erotica now, but I've dabbled a little bit in a little paranormal, which is still kind of erotic to a point if you're writing, depending on the character that you're using, like whether it be a vampire or a werewolf or something. You know, I wrote this one book called Curse of the Nocturnal Seductress, which is basically about a succubus, you know, and she's, you know what a succubus is. It's a female demon that goes around and has sex with men in their sleep. So that was a pretty good. I got into that, and of course it's still sexual because I still explained the sex as it was going on before she actually took them out. So, you know, it was just, you know, but it's different. So the thing is to come up with something that is you know, different than the norm. You know, not trying to be like Zayn or anybody else, but have your own type of thing. So. So how has anybody ever compared your writing to any other famous authors? I mean, you're a famous author, but has anybody else ever compared your writing to someone else?
A lot of people compared my first book, Daddy's Little Girl, to the coldest one ever. Like, a lot of people said that, you know, just the...
Wow, that's a big
everything,
one.
Everything that the female went through, you know, she was a young female. She was really young, you know, she's about 15, you know, to a little bit older, but a lot of things she went through, you know, I guess because of the father and, you know, things like that, that a lot of people compared it to that. But
wow.
Other than that, like, I've never been compared to anybody else, but just that first book, when it first came out, a lot of people did say that.
Wow, that's big because, you know, that was a great book. But you got your own voice, and that's the main thing, you know, because you want to have that anyway. But I was just wondering, because a lot of times people, you know, they only can go by what they, you know, what they know. So a lot of times they may try to compare you to someone or something like that. But with the amount of books you have out now, I'm sure your own voice is there. And I definitely want to get a hold. I should have already had them already before this interview. But I'm definitely going to get a hold of the books because I know that... you know, from talking to you, the passion you have in doing it, I know that they're great. So, and then because of the pictures, I have to read and look at your pictures while I'm reading the book. So, and kind of imagine it being you or whatever, you know. No. But so what's, you kind of told us already what's coming up for you. So. If people want to get you to come out, how can they do that?
They can actually, my publicist is S.C. Ellis & Co. So if they go to her website, which is S like Sam, T like Tom, Ellis, and Co.com, that's my publicist, Jarmina Ellis, and she sets up most of my stuff for me. They can also contact me, like if they go to my website, which is BrittanyWilliams.com, and email me, I'll forward the information to her where she can contact them and basically set it up. I do contact, you know, I do respond to people often, times, but the problem is my schedule is so nuts that if somebody isn't keeping track of it, I lose track of it. So they can always contact me, but it's better to contact her.
Well, you know something, I feel fortunate then because we was direct, and I didn't have to go through her and all that, and you responded to me, so I must have something going on here. At least I want to think I do anyway.
Well, you know what, this is right now, like that, plus right now is not a busy, busy, busy time for me.
Right.
But when it gets
hurt my
nuts,
feelings. That's
it, right. It's nuts. Like, she's texting me, like, don't forget to call this person at this time, and I'm
right.
driving in the car, you know, doing interviews.
Right.
I'm at the store on the phone doing interviews. So it's, you know, it is times where I'm like crazy busy, but right now is a good time for me because I'm, you know, I'm gearing up to bring out a bunch of stuff. It's really not anything out new right at the moment.
Right.
So, you know, it's a good thing, but
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it definitely was, you know, I respond to pretty much everybody that I can. So anytime I see something for an interview or, you know, something like that, I definitely try to respond. And, you know, when you sent it to me, I said, okay, cool, you know, no problem. And good thing you sent me the reminder because, again, I probably would have forgot. But because you sent me the reminder a couple of days ago, I was like, okay, cool, I have it. So
well, we understand that you're busy, so we have to remind you and let you know what's going on because we definitely wanted to have you on the show and so we could talk sexy to you and get you to talk back to us. So, all right. But I don't know, we may have some people that might have a question. I'm going to see if we have a question for you. Caller with the last 48712, do you have a question?
No, I didn't have a question. I just kind of wanted to listen in to the show, but thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, let's see if this other caller has a question. Do you have a question, caller?
Hello.
How you doing? State your name and where you're calling from.
Oh, no, I don't have a question. It's DV. I'm just calling in and listening, man.
Well, how you doing there, Mr. DV?
I'm good with you, man.
Hey, man, it's great, man. I'm glad to have you on here. And say hi to Brittany.
Hey, how you doing, Brittany?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Brittany, just so you know, Mr. V, DV Hint here is another erotic writer. Mm-hmm. And he is definitely going to be coming on the show here pretty soon. And this guy is off the chain. So I just want to go ahead and let y'all introduce yourselves, and you never know.
I just called in to pick up the Twin of Masters, you know. You know, there's one thing I've always learned, and my parents always taught me, you know, you get better by listening to people who have better. You know, so...
Uh-huh.
You know, you guys have been in the game for a minute, and I'm just now introducing myself. So, you know, I call in whenever I can to listen to get tips and advice on, you know, what to do, what not to do, you know, how to draw out story, how to, you know, show instead of tell, you know, things like that. So, you know,
right.
I just called in to listen.
And I appreciate that, man. And don't he sound sexy, Brittany? He got that sexy voice going on too, don't he? See what I'm saying? That's what we do in erotica, you know what I'm saying?
Trying,
all right, brother, well, we thank you, man.
Killed.
No. I won't do that to you because you got to come on the show, man. We can't have that. Can't have you dead, man.
Good.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for calling in, bro.
Appreciate it, man.
All right. Okay. Well, we got about 21 minutes left, and we're going to give you a chance to kind of do some shout-outs and, you know, tell people a little bit more about how they can get to you. And I'm just glad that you was able to come on because, like I said, I've been kind of following you for a while, and I've been wanting to get you on the show. Actually, I wanted to get you on last year, but you was probably busy at the time, and then I had a schedule that was kind of big. But, you know, we were trying to get you because, like I said, I seen those pictures last year. So, so you know I'm going to keep talking about them pictures. You know that, right?
Yeah,
okay. So with 20 minutes left, is there anybody out there that you might want to, like, kind of, you know, give a shout-out to or someone that you can kind of thank you for getting to where you are and kind of helping inspire you to get to the point that you are in your career?
Yeah, absolutely. I can say, you know, just like the author that just you know, we just spoke to, I think that is really, really important to learn, you know, your craft. And I was actually pretty blessed. Before my novel came out, my first novel, I toured with Quan and Anna Jay and Eric S. Gray and Treasure Blue.
Right.
Like, I met all of them before my novel even came out, and I actually toured with them, you know, to different states where they did their book signs, and I just sat there and, you know, and soaked it all in, you know, passed out
right.
their promo material and, you know, just soaked it all in. And they have all always been, you know, if I have a question, they would answer it. So I always try to be that way. Because I don't think that I would be where I am, you know, without people like that, that were willing to let me tag along or, you know, give me advice and tell me, you know, some things that they did that worked. So I think that that's really important. So definitely, you know, I always say thanks to Quan and to Anna Jay and Eric and Treasure, you know, they all helped me out a great deal at the beginning.
And that's good. That is really good because a lot of times, you know, people get into this game and they get to writing and they get a few accolades and they forget where they came from and they start acting like they're all that. I've met some authors like that, and I've met some that are still humble like you, and I try to keep myself in that manner because I don't, you know, none of this is without the fans and none of this is without learning. You know, you got to learn, you got to continue to try to learn, and I'm learning. I'm still, I have a lot to learn. I haven't learned enough, but I'm still trying my best. I'm working on a book now with the company, and I'm learning from them, and they're teaching me some stuff as well. So, you know, I'm learning in all aspects, you know, and I also have my own publishing company. But I just wanted to try different things, you know, with different people because knowledge is key to this game, and you have to be able to be humble and sit back and listen and not think that you know it all. And I think some people, they get these accolades, and they forget that they started just like these other people that they're dogging. You know, they weren't always a famous author, you know. And I try to help people that come to me and say they want to write. You know, I don't dog them. You know, they tell me they want to write their story or whatever. But still I ask them, so what is it that's important that you want people to know about you? And then I try to get them to try to think about what it is in their life, not just that they went through some stuff, but how are they going to make this where it's intriguing enough for someone to want to read it? So
yeah.
I understand exactly where you're coming from with that, and that just makes me even more liking you even more, that you're humble like you are. And I knew you were anyway, but, you know, there are some people, like I said, they just have this thing, you know, they get a few essence this and New York Times that, and they just, I don't know.
Yeah, I just never, ever, like, I've never been like that as a person. I mean, people that know me, If we're talking about just general stuff, like if you don't know I write books, you probably wouldn't know right then and there because
right.
I'm the same person. I don't
right.
know ever. I still work a job. I still have a regular job. Not that I have
right.
to, but I
right.
you know I do because I realize that you know tomorrow, you know who knows what's going to happen. So I just like the security
right.
of having a job and benefits. And not,
right.
you know, dependent on, you know, book money, though I've been blessed to do pretty well.
Right.
And, you know, sell a lot of books. But I just don't like to depend on that. And I think that what happens is, like, you have to go hard with your promotion and things like that. But I think that sometimes people just lose sight of kind of what's important. Like, it's important to sell books. It's important to make money. But you want to get your message out, and then you still have to, you know, remember all that you went through to get there. I mean, even with my first play, when I did the play, I had no clue what was supposed to happen with that play. I didn't know that you needed what the stage manager's job was. I knew you were supposed to have one, but I had no clue what they were supposed to do. I had no clue about a lot of things. But
right.
by the grace of God, it happened, and it didn't fall apart because it could have been a disaster because pretty much
right.
everything I did by myself. I had some partners,
right.
but they were pretty much financial partners. So all the running, even from driving the U-Haul truck to pick up lights, I did it, you know. So
right.
everything that you go through along the way, you know, can only make you stronger. And then I'm always willing to give advice to others. So people that want to turn their books into a play, if they ask me, I will tell them, this is what I did. Don't do it this way. because
right.
by the end of that day, I couldn't even bend over to take my shoes off. So you don't
right.
want to do that. You want it to be successful, which happened for me, but you don't want it to be, you know, you don't want to go through all of that if you don't have to. I'm always willing to give advice to people when they need it.
And that's good. And I try to do the same thing. And like when people want to get published, I mean, there's so many ways to get your stuff out there now that you really don't need a lot of these mainstream publishing companies. You can actually do a lot on your own. But if you do get with one, that's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying, you know, there's a lot of ways to help people if they're really serious about it. First of all, I always try to make sure that they have the passion that they really are into this for because they love writing. You know, that way I know I can help them. But if it's just about them trying to make a buck and that's all they want to do, then I might still help them. But I won't, you know, I won't hold nothing back from them, but I would try to, you know, try to get them to see that if you're not doing this because you love it, then why are you doing it, you know? So that's the main thing about that. So, you know, you just got to, you know, I love doing it. I have several books out, but you know, like I said, I'm still learning. I don't know everything. You know, I would never claim to say I know it all because I don't. And I'm learning from you and everybody else. And I always try to acknowledge that sometime in my acknowledgments in my books too. That, you know, something you might have said touched me, you know, in a manner to make me think a certain way. And then, you know, the same thing with others. You know, you just have to, you know, you just gotta, you know, be humble. And like you said, the brand is you, not the book. You know, people are going to remember, and a lot of these authors forget that. They're going to remember how you treated them. If you treated them like trash, then guess what? They're not going to buy your book because you treated them like trash.
Absolutely.
Because the brand is you, not the book. The book is going to only have a shelf life of so long, and then it's gone, you know, unless you have one like your book that has been republished or redone. You know, a lot of times people's books do that, but still, that's not the brand.
Yeah.
So a lot of people just need to understand, you know, the brand is you and how you treat people, and they're going to remember that. They won't remember nothing else. They might not remember the book, but they're going to remember how you treated them. So
yeah, that's definitely true. Like I had actually, just a quick for instance, it's an author. I can't even remember her name right now, but I know she has a book. It's a pretty small book, and I think it's called Now What. She worked at my cousin's job. And my cousin said
that
when she purchased the book, she said that in her acknowledgement, she said, you know, she wanted to thank the author of Black Diamonds for helping her when nobody else would. But she didn't have my name in there. She said she
right.
didn't even think she remembered my name.
Right.
You know,
but she
remembered what I did, you know. But
right.
She remembered that she asked me, you know, a question, and she came out to my book release party, and I, you know, I gave her all the advice that I could.
Right.
So, yeah, people definitely remember how you treat them, absolutely.
Right.
Like, so you don't ever want to leave a bad taste in people's mouth. Like, you don't want them to say, like, she got these books, but she's a bitch. You know,
right.
you don't want that.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
whenever they talk about me, like, they can never say, you know, that I treated them any kind of way, but
right,
you know.
Well, I don't want them to say anything about. Maybe they can say, "Well, he's a freak," but I don't want them to say.
yeah.
Say he was a bad person, you
but
know, because I don't ever want to treat them.
But,
yeah, because I mean, erotica. You know, you have a certain thing like Red Snapper is this person over here, and then when I'm myself, I'm who I am. But you know, the thing is you just want to. Like you said, the brand, like I was saying, the brand is you, and you definitely want to treat people with respect because you're going to need those folks. You know, those people are why you have books going anyway. So, but we got about 11 minutes, and we're going to kind of let you go ahead and tell people about your websites and all that stuff and, you know, just kind of give them some information that you want them to know about.
Well. They can always find me on my website. It's BrittanyWilliams.com. It's BRITTANI, Williams.com. On Facebook, it's just Brittany, the author, Williams. I'm on Twitter. It's B. Williams, author. I'm always online. I answer, like I said, as much as I can. And for any appearances, they can reach out to my publicist, Charmina Ellis, and that's at S P ltellisandco.com. They can always reach out to her. It's just, you know, get on my mailing list. I have so much going on. I'm always doing something. So they could definitely
get on my
mailing list. Yeah,
what's your Twitter again?
Something. It is B Williams Author.
I wonder if I got you already.
I first got on Twitter, I sucked at it. Like, I would never go on there. So now I try to make sure that I go on.
Well, you know one way to do it. Do you use like HootSuite? Because
no,
if you use HootSuite,
the one that goes on both. It's
yeah. See, if you use HootSuite, you can answer everybody at one time. You know,
yeah,
I mean, you can put stuff out on Facebook and yeah.
Yeah, I do. I try to do that. I'm getting a lot better, so definitely follow me on Twitter and I'll follow you.
B. Williams Arthur, right?
Yep.
Okay, I got
and
you.
I will.
Mine is word sexy, so I mean you'll see it. I'll get you. But, you know, I really thank you for coming on. I know we got a few minutes, but I really thank you for taking time out and bringing your sexy self on the show and giving us time. And now that I got to know your personality, I'm even more intrigued with you. And I'm definitely going to get some of your books. And I want them signed, actually. I'm going to have to work that out some kind of way. with you. But, you know, I want to get those, and I want to keep up with you. So when your book comes out, we want to definitely have you back on the show again when your new book comes out, and so that you can talk about that. You know, we want to keep you available. I mean, you know, if you want to come back, I'd love to have you back.
Absolutely. No problem.
So, I appreciate it. Not a problem. We'll do that. So, I guess I have to let you go now. I don't want to, but I guess I'll let you. I guess I'll let you go ahead because I know you got things to do. So, but we thank you for coming on and definitely come back. Okay.
I sure will. Thank you.
You're welcome. And this has been Word Sexy Radio, and we've had Brittany Williams on our show, and she's definitely going to be coming back, and we're going to continue to keep it going for you. So, we thank you all for listening, and come on back again.